Mary J. Blige was one of the first singers to combine traditional soul and R&B phrasing with hip-hop beats and rapping. She's been putting out albums since 1992, and in the process, helped build the careers of artists such as Sean Puffy Combs and the late Biggie Smalls. Rock critic Ken Tucker says Blige's new seventh studio album, The Breakthrough, fully lives up to its title.
Mary J. Blige's new album may have you gasping from its very first track. Called No One Will Do, it commences in the middle of a crescendo. Blige belts out the title phrase with a virtual choir behind her, and the backup singers fade away, and Blige re-enters the song to really settle in for some soulful singing. It's an eccentric, disorienting opening and a shrewd one. The production conveys the confusion and turmoil of Blige's emotions, while her singing assures you that, as ditheringly passionate as she is about declaring devotion to her man, she's in complete artistic control. The lyric contains a few clever touches, such as talking about how the, quote, metaphors for love in pop songs don't do justice to the feelings that she's experiencing. Then, to make sure you understand just how full bore she's going on this album, she follows that song with Enough Crying, the flip side, emotionally speaking, of No One Will Do. It's about a woman devastated by a breakup with a lover, analyzing where the relationship went wrong, criticizing herself for putting up with this guy's cavalier commitment. There's a cold anger in her voice, even as she tells you she's going to be okay. What I needed, and all that I needed, I really couldn't see it. You said you would be yes. Mary J. Blige carries, as she herself says here, a lot of baggage. Crowned the, quote, queen of hip-hop soul early in her career 15 years ago, she helped put producer Sean Puffy Combs on the map as much as he helped her. Regal and imperious, but also startlingly sensitive and attuned to nuanced vulnerability, Blige helped define the so-called ghetto fabulous style of late 90s R&B. Unfortunately, her best vocal work was to be found scattered over a series of uneven albums that too often relied on fancy phrasing and bald assertions of pop supremacy that weren't earned in the music. This album's title, The Breakthrough, isn't a boast, it's truth. It makes good on all of Mary J. Blige's promise, past and present. Can't you see? Look at my face, it's glowing. And it's all because of you. Everything about you, you see, I need, and I thank God for sending you through. I found my everything. See, I found my everything in you. Looking at the album credits for The Breakthrough, it's almost hard to believe the collection could sound as coherent as it does. Working with what seems like a different producer on nearly every track, sampling riffs ranging from the OJs to Nina Simone, it's clear that the only thing holding this album together is Mary J. Blige's persona and vocal attack. She can sing walloping gospel-inflected soul music such as the song I just played, I Found My Everything, sounding like Aretha Franklin's circa 1970s Spirit in the Dark. Then she turns around and offers Oprah Winfrey-esque positive affirmation in this song, and somehow transcends psychobabble to achieve forceful autobiography.
Yeah. Let's take them back. 91, I stepped in this game. After what's the 411, things ain't been the same, and I can't complain. But with all this fame comes a whole lot of pain. But I'm so glad to be here.
What can you say about an album whose weakest cut is a cover of U2's song One, which starts out as a duet with Bono and ends up wiping him off the sonic stage? No matter how extravagantly emotional Bono can get, Mary J. Blige makes him sound like a piker on this exhilarating album. When she sings, "So good to have you in my life," she's talking to her man, to her fans, and perhaps to you, sitting alone wondering what such a life could be.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed The Breakthrough by Mary J. Blige. Coming up, critic-at-large John Powers discovers a great video game that's not violent. This is Fresh Air.